Hare Krishna. Bhaktivikas Swami speaking. For a podcast scheduled for December the 13th, 2016. To all the worshipable devotees of Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara who are going out with Srila Prabhupada's books to all the unfortunate people, or at least as many as they can persuade to take Prabhupada's books, all the unfortunate people of London whose good fortune is about to arise, although they don't know it. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. There are unlimited living beings wandering in the universe. Some of them wander into the human form of life. Some of them wander around London. They haven't got a clue what they're doing, where they're going, what they're doing with their life. And all of a sudden, one of you enters their life and gives them a book. And that is the planting by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. The mercy specifically of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Landanishwara in this context of giving them one of Srila Prabhupada's books. I was allowed to join Srila Prabhupada's movement at Bhaktivedanta Mana in April of 1975, and in August of 1977 I relocated with the idea of staying permanently to India, and more or less I've been based in India and neighboring countries ever since. In the just over 2 years, coming on 2.5 years that I was based in England, I spent quite a few days, I mean not quite a few days, I mean weeks and weeks, on the streets of London. We even had traveling Sankirtan in London at one point because we thought it's, you know, the focus you get by going out on travel. We were going around South London and doing traveling Sankirtan there, but a lot of it was right on Oxford Street. I remember one summer with Adikata Prabhu, we would go out and do big books there. No one was doing big books. And Krishna gave us both some mystic potency by which we would just, we'd meet people and we'd just start asking questions. Oh, you're from such and such a country, or you do such and such a job. And people, it was some mystic potency. People were just amazed and they'd take the books. During that 2 and a bit years I was in England, I traveled widely, mostly for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books throughout the British Isles, including Ireland, and quite some time in London. London was, especially central London, was considered the toughest spot, but also the toughest, well, you know why. It's a very intense atmosphere. It's very tough even to stop people, but it's also in many ways the most inspiring because you see books going out to people all over the world. And what was the great thing about staying in London was, of course, the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara. And it was sustaining us, because I must admit, I felt it was very tough out on those streets. And I can only imagine it's got tougher still as the world is getting more and more insane. As we all know, this material world is insane. And the places that are considered the best by the materialists, such as central London, are actually the most insane. Devotees of Radha Landanishwara, you're quite aware, especially Saturday nights, early Sunday mornings, and the screams of the werewolves and the broken bottles and blood on the streets. I've witnessed early in the morning, Sunday morning after Mangal Aarti, going out, and there are some werewolves out there, and there's blood on the streets, and it's completely insane. But the materialists take it to be enjoyable, so it's a great challenge for the devotee even to be there. What to speak of challenging the material energy by giving out Srila Prabhupada's books in those circumstances. But there's a lot of mercy. And I don't have to tell you, you're all experiencing it far more than I am. I can only thank you for continuing what I thought I would continue to do for the rest of my life. I thought There's nothing better than this. I'm here at the shelter of Radha Landanishwara, the what keeps us going, the association of devotees, the ecstasy of seeing people take Srila Prabhupada's books, feeling the mercy of Srila Prabhupada pour down on you and coming back and offering your day, your life, your energy, everything to Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara, and going out each day praying for their mercy as you can. It's almost, I don't know how you perceive it, but to me it seemed like almost going into battle every day. The first battle, of course, is with our own mind. We really have to fix our minds. What are we doing here? Why am I doing this? I'm doing this, why? Because Srila Prabhupada wants to save me from being on the other side of the exchange. I could have been one of these people wandering around thinking they're so happy in the pandemonium of London streets. I could have been, I was one of them. And Srila Prabhupada saved me by his glorious books. So I'd like to thank you all for carrying on what I thought I'd be doing for the rest of my life. Sometimes I wonder why did that happen? How could that happen that I could ever leave Sri Sri Radha Landanishwara? But it seems they had a different plan for me. They have a plan for all of us. It's again, I'm telling you, and you're so kind to listen, but actually you're the ones who are getting the mercy in bucket loads, in truck loads, and I'm just talking about it. But you're the ones who really, that word is commonly used now, channeling. It's just pouring down on you and pouring down through you to take out those books and bring the mercy of the spiritual world to completely unsuspecting people who have no idea what they're getting connected to. They have no idea of the just indescribable mercy that comes to them. For them, it's just, you know, something in the midst of their action-packed day in London. They're trying to get as much as they can, squeeze in as much as they can in every 24 hours. Their action-packed, intensely mode of passion life. And in the midst of one of their days, someone comes up to them and they have a brief exchange. They get a book. They haven't got a clue what's going on. They might not even look at the book. They probably don't take it very seriously. Someone gets the book. It may not even be the person taking it. I know myself, I got a book. First book that I got is Srila Prabhupada's. I didn't buy it. Someone else bought it. They didn't read it. I read it. I came to the temple, and by Krishna's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, I've been in Prabhupada's movement ever since. But that, they have no realization of what's going on. You have the realization, and you have to keep that realization always very strongly in our minds. This is samadhi, Srila Prabhupada wrote. So many letters Srila Prabhupada wrote about book distribution. Oh, this is in one purport. He said, this is samadhi. The yogis try for samadhi, fixing the mind, concentrated, so that it doesn't waver to sense gratification. The devotee is in samadhi. You can't do it otherwise. You know, you can't sustain it. You can't go out and give these books out unless you're in samadhi. You're either fully into it or you're out of it. The maya is really intense, super intense in the streets of London. And we just have to fully take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Fix our mind. What are we doing here? We're here for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. We're here begging for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, of Radha Landanishwara and Gaura Nitai, Jagannath Subhadra Baladev, Giri Govardhan, to give out that mercy. Just instruments. Just, we're there as their instruments. We also don't know what's going on. It's such a transcendental exchange. We don't know what the great acharyas, how they're working through us. It's all a great transcendental mystery. So you have to be absorbed, chant rounds carefully, praying. It's praying. I think I said the same thing last year, and if Krishna gives me the opportunity, I'll say opportunity, I'll say the same thing next year. Just keep on going. And I just like to add one more little thing, that all glories to Jai Nitai Prabhu's service. There are so many great devotees, Murali Manohar Prabhu, steady year after year, giving you the confidence that you can go on, do it, Hare Krishna.